Bill, Greg Heberlin and I both like to hold you up as a prime example of simple, worry-free investing, and right now seems to be a pretty good time for a refresher course. There are three main coffeehouse investor principles. The first one is asset allocation.
Right. Asset allocation basically means dividing up your portfolio that broadly reflects the risk that you can and are willing to take where you're at in your life.
Yeah. So you just put a certain amount into stocks, certain amount into bonds, just come up with a nice way to divvy up the pie.
And a rule of thumb, a place to begin the discussion is to put your age in bonds.
Okay. The second point, you want to approximate the stock market average. So you want to do at least as well as the overall market, right?
Exactly. And the issue is not that you can't beat the market, because some investors can, but the question that we need to ask ourselves is, what is the price we pay to try and fail? For most investors, that's a steep price.
And the way that you can approximate the market average, of course, very simply, is that you use index funds. They're not managed. They're just an index like the S&P 500.
Exactly. Low-cost, tax-efficient index funds, whether it be the S&P 500, international, or emerging markets. It's the smartest way to build a portfolio.
And then the third basic principle is, you have a savings plan and stick to it.
Exactly. If you're working, you got to know how much you should be saving so that you reach a goal. If you're retired, you got to know your spending limits so you don't run out of money before you die.
So what does a coffeehouse investor portfolio look like?
They're pretty straightforward, Dave. And again, I think a good place to begin the discussion is to have your age in bonds. You can do that through a low-cost bond index fund. And then with the dollars you have in equities, diversify in international, domestic, emerging markets. And that'll take you where you want to go.
And from looking at some of the sample coffeehouse portfolios, it seems like your method made it through the financial meltdown okay.
Yeah, so over the last 12 years, the coffeehouse portfolio has returned north of 6%, and that's because it has diversified in different asset classes. But more importantly, for investors who follow the three simple principles, and especially those who are getting close to retirement, they didn't take the big hit that was experienced by those who had 100% of equities in their portfolios.
Bill, you keep telling people that they really don't have to worry about what's happening on Wall Street on a day-to-day basis, but with all the financial shenanigans and meltdowns we've been seeing in the past few years, how confident are you that your method is going to get through all this okay?
Well, Dave, bear markets are a fact of life, and the last thing that I want to do is live in an environment where there's no bear markets, because that means that capitalism isn't working anymore. You've just got to expect that every 2 or 3 years you're going to see a 10 to 20% decline in the stock market. That's the stock market for you. But what's more important is you have to recognize, okay, there's a good chance that the stock market's going to be a lot higher 5-10 years out. You want to capture all of that return.
And we've seen a lot of volatility this year, and the market slid an awful lot. But I try to just keep in my mind that, hey, it's a buying opportunity. I'm getting stuff cheap. It'll be good in the long run.
Exactly. Warren Buffett says you pay a steep price for a cheery consensus. You want to be buying when things are looking pretty bad, and now's the time to be buying.
Thanks, Bill. Bill Schulteis is an advisor with Soundmark Wealth Management in Kirkland and author of The New Coffeehouse Investor, How to Build Wealth, Ignore Wall Street, and Get On with the Rest of Your Life. You can download this and other Money Matters conversations at kplu.org, where I've also posted links to sample coffeehouse portfolios. I'm Dave Meyer.